This is Hannah.
This is Rachel.
And this is
What I'd Like to Tell People.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello, Hannah.
How was your summer?
It was different considering the fact that I was out for once. So it's been different for the past several years, you know, pandemic and everything. But it was good. I feel like I am still growing from it, even though it's technically fall. But I am ready for season 4. How was your summer?
Yeah, it was good. It went by way too fast. I feel like that's, you know, what you always say, like when you ask someone about their weekend or anything, it happens so fast. I've had, you know, a crazy, crazy summer. And so I'm just like ready for the fall to be much better. And hopefully it's going to be prosperous and
maybe a little more smooth compared to our summers, less rocky.
Yeah.
Who knows? I feel like it's going to be a good fall and year for us and our podcast.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed. I don't know. What does 4 mean? Is 4 a lucky number?
I think so. I've always loved the number 4. I've always had luck on it, especially on softball and everything. I would always get number 4 along with 6 and stuff. I don't know why even numbers are always lucky.
Oh, it's actually, I just looked it up. So 3, 6, and 8 are considered to be lucky, and 4 is considered to be unlucky in the Chinese.
Yeah, but we're going to make it lucky. So it's fine. I'm going to
look it up. Oh my gosh. Yeah, 4 equals death. So I should not have looked that up.
Night's a lot.
So maybe we just skip 4 and say this is. Season 8 is considered lucky. So
we're on season 8.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to bump it. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for this season. And we actually, today you're going to listen to Disco Risque again. We actually had the full band this time. And it was really cool,
yes.
You know, meeting everybody and listening to their story.
And so I hope you guys enjoy. I'm really, really excited for this episode.
Hello, everyone. We are here with Disco Risque. We're actually here with the whole band this time. You may have listened to them last season where we only had Slim and Swimsuit, Ryan, or aka Ryan and Robert. And so we've been on summer break, and this is our first episode of our season 4. And we are we're very excited to have you guys come back. And you guys reached out in August about new things coming out. And I think you just dropped a 7-minute song, right? Do you guys want to talk about is it Voyage of the Dawn Shredder? Did I have that correct?
Yes, it is. Perfect.
And I did listen to all 7 minutes of it.
Nice. You stuck around this time. I dig it.
Appreciate it.
You saw that. That's so mean.
That is the 4th single off of the Joke Squad album, which we're in the middle of releasing right now. We've got 3 more that are going to be coming out. And yeah, Voyage of the Dawn Shredder, obviously a rip on the C.S. Lewis novel, Voyage of the Dawn Shredder. And yeah, 7-minute instrumental is definitely a journey of a song. And if you like instrumental epics, this is the one for you.
Yeah,
it's the good. One for you. It started actually looping on me. I was like, oh, wait, I think I'm re-listening
to
it. So.
Loop it.
Those streams up.
Yeah. So you guys currently touring? Because I saw you guys release another one of your van songs.
We just did a 3-night run in 3 new markets. We went to, first off, Morgantown, then Louisville, Kentucky.
You went to Morgantown, West Virginia.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
good times there.
Well, that's so awesome.
Pleasant, I believe.
Yeah, Pleasant Street.
Yeah. It's a great venue. It's a cool spot.
Yep. And I discovered that it's not considered the Midwest.
Yeah. He kept calling it the Midwest.
West Virginia the Midwest?
Thank you. That's what I said.
I think 2 times on the mic.
See, I'm originally from West Virginia. Like,
definitely on paper in a promo, it texted. in text on a Facebook promo and Instagram said we're a mid-rest run.
Yeah.
No one corrected him on there, though. They're just letting him let it sizzle, let his humility.
When we got to Cleveland, Ohio, I thought we were official. We felt we were officially in the Midwest.
Yeah. I think Ohioans, they consider themselves the Midwest, which still is kind of confusing to me because I feel like they're still an East. They're not on the East Coast, but they're still kind of like Eastern.
The Midwest is Colorado and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it is.
No.
Kansas for sure.
Isn't Colorado like the Southwest?
Yeah,
Colorado's like mountain center.
Colorado's Central West, I'm going to delete that. I don't want to. Yeah, I love. I've been to Colorado. I've traveled.
Well, I think part of Colorado is still on the Midwest time zone.
Yeah.
That wasn't a joke. I know, but
Ohio is conversation's gone. The part of the country that we affectionately refer to as the Big Flat.
The Big Flat.
We all agree on that.
No, I've never really driven.
On Ohio?
Sorry.
Not Rachel?
No, I don't know.
I've never driven through that area. I've only flown to some of those states. I've never been in that void of the country.
Honestly, I think Ohio is generally kind of disdained, but we had a good time.
Maybe intentionally, though, because people say they live there, say they love it. Yeah. I'm like, don't
kind of like the Florida and Texas almost of the United States.
Florida and Texas. Yeah, the United States.
I'm a big fan of both of those. One for a long time I wasn't, but that's recently changed.
I like them all the otherwise. I'm just saying they do some weird particular things. You're like, why? You guys are special in the most beautiful way. In the most beautiful way, they're special.
Yeah.
Well, theoretical geography.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been to Ohio. My college roommate, who should be listening to Morgan, she'll get very offended at talking about Ohio. So I got to give her, a shout out.
Cleveland was awesome. We loved it there.
We had a great time.
Terrestrial Brewing was the name of the joint we played at. First time there, it was right on the river. Or on the lake.
Pretty.
Guys, we're the river.
It's a big lake.
Can't see the other side of the river.
Yeah.
With the
it's a big lake.
At Lake Erie?
Yeah, back
you just called Erie a river.
That's what he did.
Yeah, I was thinking about other.
We cut a lot of this because
there's so many bodies of water and so many songs.
Yeah,
so many
seven great lakes or whatever.
But you have to understand this is also coming from somebody who called West Virginia the Midwest.
Yeah. That's true. But you at least knew West Virginia was a state, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
we were in North Central of West Virginia.
I thought it was a province.
Mountain Mama.
Yeah.
Most people don't realize it's a state.
You know that?
Did you know?
How do they not know it's a state? They don't. Why? How did they graduate?
We don't know.
Who doesn't know
it's a state? Well, so I'm from West Virginia, and it's a running joke. You literally go on vacation, and you say, I'm from West Virginia, and they say, how far from Richmond are you?
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
It's probably John Donald.
Ridiculous.
Where do you
know that?
Right?
I'm in Virginia Beach, actually, and somebody said that. I was in fifth grade, and I'm like, what? Yeah, that's why it's West by God, Virginia. If you've ever heard that saying, that's because people don't realize it's different from Virginia.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, so you guys also have a vinyl coming out, correct, in December that people can pre-order, and that's called Joke Squad. So what's the inspiration for that?
For the album itself, it was just a bunch of – actually, you tell this part of the story well. You take it.
Last time you killed it, so do it this time.
Thank you. What it is a collection of instrumental tunes that were kind of piling up over probably about a 5-year period. I guess more like a 4-year period. And there were things that we kept saying, no, let's not put that on the record. Sometimes we go a lot of months without even playing those songs because they're just epic instrumentals. And they just didn't always seem to be like it was time. But as time went on, we kind of had them all, we had this, 7 or 8 songs all pile up together. So at that point I was like, well, these songs all kind of found each other, if you will. You know what I mean? So we decided to put out this,
they became a piece.
Yeah, yeah. Epic instrumental record, and they all really fit together well, and I think the record's got a great flow to it. It's definitely the first disco risque record to come out on vinyl. Everything we all have done before this has come out digitally and on CD, and we're really excited. We heard the vinyl. They sent us some sample copies.
And the final vinyl? Really,
yeah.
Vinyl. It's amazing.
Before we get the final vinyl. And we were all really smitten by it. It sounded great.
Of course it did. It's on vinyl.
Yeah. It was the cleanest
I've
ever,
on vinyl. Ugh.
Yeah, definitely the cleanest version I'd ever heard of our band. And we're really, really excited for it. You know, this is a record that's been wanting to come out. You know, the first recording sessions for it were November 2018. So it's been wanting to come out for a while.
Did the pandemic? Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. The pandemic played into the timing of it was such that our original bassist was leaving the band. Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, the iron was hot, so to speak. These songs were difficult, kind of hard to teach. And if we were going to get an honest to goodness recording of like where they came from, this was the time. So we set out, like Charlie said, right after we released our previous album, If You Don't Like Hits, went right into the studio after Thanksgiving, started working on these tracks, and we were done recording them by the end of 2019. 2020 came around, and we had a venue booked, we had a promo, we had a lineup, it was all ready to go. Mm-hmm. We were going to announce on Friday, and I got a call from the guy running the venue, and he was like, hey man, I don't know if you've seen this coronavirus shit in the news, but what do you think about pushing it back the weekend and letting this all blow over so it doesn't get lost in all the hoopla? And of course we were like, yeah, we'll push it back. What's the difference? 3 days, you know, the show's not supposed to be till May, it's March or whatever. And yeah, we're getting around to it. Here we are 2.5 years later, and it's going to be great. And we're really excited for it.
It was going to be more epic than.
Yeah. We've already got the wheels spinning. The plans are in motion. We can't announce anything yet, but it's going to be fun time. The official release for the album digitally is November 18th.
Yeah.
And the vinyl should be shipped out for all the pre-orders, which another thing, big thing we're promoting now is the vinyl is up for pre-order now. If you go to discorisque.com, we have the vinyl pre-order. There's two types. There's the black classic standard vinyl, 12-inch vinyl, and then the 12-inch, this like clear swirl color vinyl.
Oh, I love those. That's what Flower Bomb did.
Yeah, pink and yellow swirl.
Pink and yellow swirl. Pretty stoked about it. This is a big moment for us.
And
early December.
We can add that link in the episode notes so that people listening now can just click on it.
We got a whole bunch of new merch too. A bunch of cool shirts and new design. So,
this is definitely the most storied release by Disco Risque. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, it's called Joke Squad, and there definitely are a lot of stories and jokes built into it. Like one of my favorite, you can see the artwork is here on Andrew's shirt, is a, you know, black and white version of it. But, you know, here we go. We're stacked out.
Yeah.
But, you know, the artwork on the front has Andrew on it because he's in the band now, and you know, that's how it goes. But he's not actually the bassist on it. And we've got Sean here on the artwork, but we'll be playing at the CD release, and is definitely now part of the band too. And these songs sound bigger and better than they ever have, like as we keep adding new members who keep crushing it. But it's definitely like a journey in itself of like where these songs started from, what they became when we recorded them, and now what we're doing with them that we have fresh and more personnel to flesh
out. And it's a conversation starter because I've had multiple people ask, like, why isn't the keys player part of the promo for this? I was like, well, funny you ask. Let me tell you about it.
Oh, the number of people that have complimented the bass playing on that album, be like, oh, Andrew, you crushed it.
Yeah.
And I just have to be like,
it wasn't.
You should just
wasn't me.
That's like the worst. That's like plagiarism.
If you play those songs now, you crush them.
Crush them. I do now.
Yeah, you crush them even more now.
I was going to say, does it make you nervous? If they're like, this doesn't sound like the recording.
People thought that I got kicked out.
What? No, they kicked him out because he was like, they couldn't live up to it.
Oh,
because
you weren't at the picture.
Yeah. I've got plans to do a design where he's like sadly off to the side. Mm-hmm. I've already got the picture. I just need to crop it, silhouette it.
A silhouette of him in the fetal position.
The whole thing behind the keyboard, just like silhouetted in white, off to the side, looking all sad. It's gonna be great.
Sounds it.
Yeah. Hannah, can we do that? Like, yeah. I'm somewhere else, and then you're so.
We're pretty self-deprecating. We like to make fun of ourselves a lot, as much as possible.
I guess, but hence the joke squad. Like, that's like a, you know.
Yeah, that's got another story. Yeah. I don't know if
yeah, can we hear this?
We're chock full of stories. So it's a premise. It's an old football player, or a couple brothers, the Sharp brothers, Shannon Sharp and Sterling Sharp. And Sterling Sharp, back in the day, I think it was like the mid-90s, he has this interview, you know, where like NFL promos used to be real corny. And they had this interview back in the day, and he was talking about how the other teams were dissing his offensive line and his wide receivers, saying their team don't have any wide receivers, saying their team was a joke. So he got his whole team these joke squad hats, and they called themselves the joke squad, and they went on to win a bunch of stuff. So it's kind of like that underdog.
Mostly football games.
Yeah, mostly football games. But it's just a goofy way, a roundabout goofy way of talking about the underdog thing. And like anybody busting their ass in the music business has definitely got a feeling of that underdog thing.
It was definitely not a planned title or anything. It was just we were joking around about it. Yeah. And
the meaning was very organic. It just came out of itself.
It was something we had been kind of kicking around. It's like we say it to each other, oh, we're the joke squad. And then as this album was coming out, we're like, are we going to do it? Like, are we just going to call it joke squad?
Yeah,
okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. It's been fun. And now that it's actually coming out, I'm like, this is happening.
It's great.
Happening. We're putting out a 7-track instrumental album called Joke Squad that's been waiting around for 4 years to come out. I can't believe I'm saying that.
It went from like doofus corny to like a poetic moment in our music career. That's very weird.
It's really, he's right about this though. It's been quite a journey and quite a story. I mean, even to the very beginning, you know, we, like you said, we just released a record. I think it was October 26th. And it was our If You Don't Like Hits record. So we were pretty much about to be promoting that for the next year. And we started recording this record on November 18th.
Yeah.
I mean, it was literally, you know,
right,
3.5 weeks later. And being that, you know, John, our old bassist, was about to leave the band, he wasn't exactly thrilled.
Well, it kind of made this Joke Squad album also became like kind of a send-off for him, too. It was like his moving on project.
Actually, if I'm not mistaken, Charlie, there was this thing that you did where you're like, no, we'll go in there and we'll do a live album of Joke Squad.
Yeah.
And he somehow convinced us all to buy that was a thing that could be done.
Yeah.
Like, somehow we could make this album.
I may have been a little bit deceived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as we're kind of doing it the first day, I'm thinking there's no way.
Yeah.
This
minor manipulation. we got it pretty quickly and everybody's like, oh, we're going to just make an album, right?
Yeah. This record started as, my dreams and manipulation, and then everybody really got on board, and everybody worked really hard on it. You know, our friend Charles Owens, who is, I think we all agree, is probably the best musician any of us know.
Yeah, he's world
one of them. Yeah,
definitely
a
very renowned sax player.
He did all of the saxophone work on "If You Don't Like Hits, You're Gonna Hate This," and he did all the saxophone work on "Joke Squad." My friend Wes Thornhill did the piano parts on "Joke Squad," and it's just, you know, in the time that we were in the studio working on it, it was a really just a great project, really good energy, a lot of really good playing. Everybody has some really nice solos on there. With there being a big epic instrumental record, I mean, you know, you're never hiding behind any vocals. So there's a lot of thought that we're put into these tracks and the way that they're mixed and mastered. And, you know, I don't know if we should talk about this, but I kind of want to tell them, we even also recorded a rap track that won't be on the vinyl.
It's going to be a special release.
Sometime. Yeah, we won't release that out yet.
It's very, very funny. We got our friend
NSF Dub.
Aaron Albrandt. Yeah, actually, who used to be in Kings Belmont, to come guest rap on it as well.
It's a hidden rap track.
Yes, it is. It's a hidden
rap
track.
It's so hidden, no one can find it.
No one can find it. But
I'm so excited now.
Yeah, we will release it in a very strategic manner.
Yes.
To the people that want to hear it.
Do you have to have a password?
It's a pretty vulgar, rowdy comedy rap track.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very
comical. It's great.
It's very comical.
But it's not for everyone.
Well, just like
one's mom wants to hear this.
So Boomers, it's not just instrumental. It's a true rap. It's not just instrumental. It's a true rap.
No, it's a rap track.
We did create the beat though.
Yes.
We organically played the beat. Yeah, it was something that John and Slim and I put together, and then Ryan came up with that great horn part, which really is an incredible
it's
melody.
Notes.
Yeah,
it's great.
Very,
I'm
kind of very old school, like Beastie Boys,
Underground, New
yeah,
York.
Yes. Yeah,
Beastie Boys, rest in peace.
Yeah,
we all take one.
Exactly.
We all take one verse. We have our friend Ace comes in and does a verse, and then John, our old bassist, MCs.
Yeah, he hype mans the track, and it's the he one took this
yeah,
shit.
It was
like
pretty good.
He walked up. He just walks in, and he's the one who's kind of like the most, you know, the least on board of like any project. We have a running joke. We have T-shirts because John doesn't like it, because most of the time he just doesn't like it and doesn't want to. But he just walks
Why?
In and one take murders this hype man track. And it's the funniest part of the track because he's hyping other people's verses and he has his like ad libs in the middle in between verses. And it's so funny, man.
Yeah.
He went out with a bang.
So it was just his true calling. Like you guys
yeah.
just had
yeah.
not, you didn't have the right project
like,
yet.
I don't want to do it, but once
yeah,
you get him
true.
Doing it,
that's true.
Yeah.
And actually the reason that I brought this up, because that was just such a fun day in the studio.
It was the most fun day in the studio.
We've made several records. And even since Sean and Andrew have been with us, we've done two EP efforts. So
which
this band's been in, yeah, this band's been in the studio, you know, six times or something. And with that being the case, this was a very fun day in the studio.
Yeah, I remember leaving, talking about I'm never going to forget this.
Yeah.
This is the most fun day, because we just went and dedicated, like, focused this whole day on this one track.
Oh, yeah, rap music.
And got it right. We did old school rap recording where we, like, took a couple bars, took a breath, so it
yeah.
sounds really tight and articulated. And
not
hilarious.
Me, I just walked up and laced that shit.
Yeah,
he was like Jay-Z. But yeah, it was, that's, you know, the reason I bring it up, it was just a very big, fun, communal effort, and it did take, you know, I think we probably recorded for like 6 or 7 months.
Yes, yeah.
You know, so it was a long span of everybody working really hard, a great group of musicians, and ultimately, it's just, like Ryan said, there's a lot of stories for this record by the time that it comes out, and everything that's even, you know, the vinyl being delayed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we wanted to release this in May, and then they told us, you know,
yeah.
because we were kind of small time and
we were used to being delayed. So we just said, okay, here's just another one with a smile.
Yeah.
Till we get the vinyl. But going from like this definitely the most apprehensive any of us have been about starting a project to like probably the best stuff I've heard us do that's ever been recorded. Like once you hear this vinyl, it's like, yeah, this vinyl is really like, you know, this is how
it's
we get the attention we want.
Actually, Sean, let's talk about this. When we were very first making these recordings, I would send Sean our scratch tracks, and he was in another band. And it was really funny because Sean and I have known each other for years, and he pretty much admitted at one point, he was like, the only reason I ever joined this band is because I'd heard those recordings.
100% true. If they had never sent me those tracks, I wouldn't have joined the band. I was like, they're really going to do something.
Yeah. Okay.
See, they had to promote themselves. See?
One more time. Sorry. What was that, Rachel?
Oh, I was just saying, see, they had to prove themselves.
Yeah,
like, you show
fine.
Me. You show me. This is an interview. Let me see.
He had to be rude. Yeah, he had to be rude, but as soon as he got here, we slammed the door and was like, look.
You stay here now.
What were the reasons not to join?
Yeah.
You want to say?
Yeah. What were the reasons not to join?
Oh, yeah.
Boy. I have way too
Zero.
Much fun with these guys. They'll keep it at that.
I mean, Freddie Mercury was like that with Queen. He was like, you don't have anything without me, basically. And then
they're right. I mean, he's...
And there you fucking have it, because they were really talented, too.
Doesn't have anything without Freddie Mercury.
Fuck no.
The front man is gone. If I could bring anybody back, it's Freddie Mercury, that's for sure.
Sean's known for
Oh, for sure, but they did some really cool instrumental stuff, too.
For
they
sure.
went into the... Yeah, and so oh. I was picturing you guys.
I was going to say, I feel like Ryan
Marvel.
Is more like Freddie, or like Swinsuit, like when I've watched him perform.
Yeah. Sean's going to go working the wings.
Actually, I haven't seen them live, but I could see it. I could picture that.
Yeah, with his
You
trumpet.
Should definitely try to come see us. Are y'all in D.C.? Is it D.C. right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we weren't free that night that you guys were in the
we
area.
Were up there right
when are you guys free. Coming back?
We're working on it. Yeah, we're working on it. It'll be sooner than later, and we'll make sure you definitely know.
We can also promote it, too. On
yeah.
the show, too. to say it's coming up.
This one, the show we want to get in y'all's listeners' ears now is this coming Saturday. It's
we can still
advertise it. You tag us and we'll share it. So
that's a good idea, Hannah.
Will we be able to announce the December stuff by then?
I don't know. Here's the thing is you can always check out when we're playing online. We keep our dates up to date on our website, and then if you scroll through our Instagram, like, you're going to see a tour poster in the top, you know, 4 or 5. You know what we should start doing? We'll start pinning our tour posters to the top of our Instagram feed.
And I highly suggest following our Instagram anyway, because we're goofballs. We do a lot of stuff outside of the music.
Well, you can tag us anytime, too, and I'll repost it, too. Yeah. And we would love to promote your episodes.
Don't give us that leash. We'll definitely...
Do it. We love that, too. Awesome. I mean, it helps each other out. So let's do it.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, so you watched the latest Avril Lavigne Vando?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was a fun one to do.
Yeah, we have a bunch of those. I think that was 18 or 19.
Mm-hmm.
18.
Like that.
I just worry about you driving and holding the stick and singing.
It's all perfectly safe, and we have multiple security experts on staff just to make sure that everybody's being safe.
A car is coming, do you guys all scream and then just cut it out?
No, there's actually a guy right off camera sitting on Ryan's lap driving. He's just imitating driving. It's all staged and produced. Don't worry.
You're not really on the road.
We're not even really on the highway.
It's
all an illusion. It's all an illusion.
Peter Douglas drives. Peter Jackson directs.
Yeah,
he's our stunt.
Yeah. It's
Peter
Pete
Jackson. That's who you're going with.
Pete and Pete.
It's really safe. We put the cruise control on at whatever the speed limit is, and we've had no.
And just keep on going. You don't care if happens.
We'll be fine. There's a cliff. No big deal.
There's a lot of traffic. We don't do it.
We were definitely, when we were in going to Morgantown, or either going there or leaving in West Virginia, I was definitely like, let's get this Vando done today, and the roads going through the mountains
that's
are like
a place to decide.
They go off a cliff.
Yeah, like the 50th round. It's kind of like a scene from Anchorman. We're spinning, but still singing.
You guys definitely become famous if that happened. They'd be like,
if ever go awry on the road, we will still post it.
Yeah.
And that's the one that's going to make us famous, honestly.
If you're singing, you're living to tell about it.
But no, the artists, when they're dead, are famous.
Yeah.
I want to see a little bit of that fame before I'm in the ground.
Yeah, you go. Just a little taste.
I don't need the whole thing. I just need a taste.
Just a little hint.
Just a little hint of death. Okay.
I wouldn't want to be so famous. Not that I'm like thirsty for fame, but I wouldn't want to not be able to go places and where people, you know, would just like bombard me. But if like every once in a while someone's like, "Oh, Hannah," you know, like I could deal with that kind of thing.
But you'd want to be like Julia Stiles, not like Eminem.
Yeah.
I just recently watched that thing about Brad Pitt, what he does, and it's ridiculous. Giant oversized mask and a bucket hat where you like.
Okay, well, and Kanye West wears that weird fucking thing over his face.
He's the only one on the planet who has that thing. So it's obviously
I have that thing. And you are insulting me.
And then
right
do people mistake you for Kanye then, Rachel?
So it's either Rachel or Kanye.
Yeah,
yes.
it's very hard to.
We're very short. Similar looking and similar height. I think it's
sounds like a similar height. That sounds like a podcast, Rachel or Kanye.
It's either Rachel or Kanye. Either way, I'm trying to hang out.
Either way, bump that shit.
Who does it better?
Who wore it better?
Oh, who wore it better? True that, yeah.
That's awesome.
I guess it depends on who has the Yeezys on. And then that's
Might be Charlie.
You own a pair of Yeezys?
I do. My brother sent them to me as a gift, and they're really, really loud.
Don't put it on him. Don't put it on your brother. You wanted those Yeezys.
They're
loud in looks, or they like squeak as you walk?
Like clown shoes.
It's got to have car horns.
You know, like the little kids that talk. toddlers that wear the little sound so you know when, you know, that they're walking. Yeah. That's what I
envision. And they got the BK Night lights in them, too. Uh-huh. And their Heelys. They can roll around.
Yeah, just all of a sudden start. I think you're onto something. If they're not, these should be the next. This is the shoe of 2023.
How do I get Kanye on Shark Tank and talking about my Yeezy wheelies?
No, he seems Yeezy wheelies.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just say, "Hey, Kanye, we'll make a matching one for your mask."
It could be Bluetooth, so when you're listening to your Beats headphones, your shoes light up in rhythm with the music.
But the
call Dre too, Dr. Dre, Kanye. I need Tom.
Right, the faster you roll, the faster the music plays.
See. It's all tempo based. Yeah.
When you go back, it scratches the record.
Exactly.
So, what do you think? Y'all want to put in on this?
Yeah, I got to be on the ground level of these. So.
Sweet.
I think I'm in. I just really want a mask theme on it.
Yeah.
I'll take a percentage of all. Yeah. Well,
we'll take that deposit for production whenever.
Yeah.
This one.
Maybe your next idea, I'll be able to, you know, get
sending them down.
I got all these ideas.
Finals with
time. He might sue us. He sues everyone. I just don't feel like
you think he listens to this podcast?
I think he will just do anything.
If Kanye listens to this podcast,
if he does listen to it, I will be like, all right, that's fine.
Right.
What if he listens to any podcast that mentions his name and he listens to this?
Georgia, I was telling Hannah this. Speaking of celebrities, Georgia Kay started following my mom on Twitter. And then Britney Spears is liking her shit now. I'm like, why the fuck? Fuck, am I not getting any of this?
That's awesome.
Britney Spears is liking your mom's social posts.
All right, can you get her to share our Vandos then?
Yeah I kind of. Well, she's starting to share. I guess so. I should make her.
I have a question for y'all. So I love your logo and your shirts. If we send y'all some shirts, can you send us some shirts?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Do you guys sell those in merch?
Yes,
on our website.
We do.
It's on our website. And,
gotcha. Yeah. We'll mail you a care package. You can mail us what you think we should have.
Yes, yeah. Please.
That'd be awesome.
We have them in black, white, navy, pink.
Sweatshirts.
And then we also have sweatshirts, too.
Pretty much exclusively black.
And
shirt
if you wear them, if you wear it, will you take a picture of you?
Hell yeah! I want the pink one.
I also want the pink.
You
one.
Want the pink one? Okay, wait.
So you guys are saying you don't like the shirt I have on?
Oh, that's one.
This is great.
It looks great.
I want. He wants that one.
I want the black one for sure.
Well, this is blue. Yeah. This is blue, but it's
blue. It looks black from here.
Yeah, well, my lighting is a little.
I work production, and so we have to wear. We're pretty much not have to, but anyone who gives a damn. Dress is all black, so black jeans when you're running.
I'll
sound.
Just email you guys / message you guys the sizes and all that.
Glad on it. Yeah. Sweet.
I landed. Okay, yeah. I'm done. I'm done.
I love it. I do have those problems going.
It's because I haven't done improv for a while, so I'm like, let's do this.
Yeah, let's goof off.
Yeah. We like to joke around on set.
We joke around on set. That's what we do.
Well, I mean, hence the name. I keep saying hence, and I actually hate the word hence, and now I've
said it. I like that.
No, exactly what you mean.
I don't like it because I had a VP that used to say hence all the time, and it was when it was like kind of demeaning towards me he would say it.
Yeah.
So anytime I hear someone say it, I'm like, oh, God. Like
every time I say it, I'm like, you suck, dude. You
suck. It's just like anytime I hear the word juxtaposition at the museum, I'm like, oh, fuck,
right.
Another time, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah. Well, I like using the word save for accept. I hate when I do that too.
What do you say? You say save instead of it, like I will save that.
Accept. Yeah. Like you have this save for that. You know, I don't know. It's a form of.
Oh.
My grandmother is English, so she would always say that.
Aww.
Like, yeah. I will save the date.
Sound right and end with an American English accent. It sounds weird. But it's a habit. Every time I say it, though, just like hence, I'm like, you know, you could just say accept.
Can you just say henceforth instead of hence? Henceforth.
Yeah.
But usually, like, it's like, hence, I mean, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like sometimes that's really demeaning.
How do you feel about notwithstanding? Is that a problem?
I don't feel like people really say that. I don't get the same, like, ugh.
Irregardless.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
It's valid now.
You know what? Since we're going in this direction, I'm gonna bring up how much I don't like when people misuse literal. But yeah, it's out there.
Right? Like it's so.
It's literal for a reason.
Is it literal?
It's literally.
That's what I say. I say literally though. Sometimes is that just is that. I literally hate that. That's just so amazing.
Hence, I don't use it anymore.
Right, yeah. Any other words that you don't like?
I think that wraps it up. I don't know.
I like the word. What is it? Fuck, I forgot it. Doesn't matter. I'll remember it later.
There's like a lot of words. Where I'm from West Virginia, we say like pouring the rain, and I didn't know that wasn't a thing until recently. Most people just say pouring rain.
Pouring the rain? Yeah.
Pouring the rain.
I've heard that naturally.
You say it in a sentence?
Like, oh my gosh, it's pouring the rain outside right now.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that natural too, for sure.
That's just like a lot, an extra word in there.
I know, yeah. But it sounds correct.
No, it makes sense. I mean, yeah, because you grew up with it. That makes sense, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Out there, man.
In Pennsylvania, they do this thing where they put any more at the beginning of the sentence instead of, like, at the end. So it's like, oh, any more, I don't go to that bar.
We're at Pennsylvania.
I know. Whatever. He represents all of it. All of Pennsylvania.
Because Hannah's mom is from Pennsylvania.
Well, my mom's from the western side, and people, I will find myself not saying, like, to be or something, like, or I need to, now I'm going to forget it, but, like, I always say, like, I need to wash something, or that needs to be washed or something. They, like, remove words.
Profusely.
That's the word I like.
Oh,
sorry.
I was like, for me? Like...
That's awesome. I know. He's like, I remember one.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay because I didn't even know what I was saying, so that's fine.
Nice save, Rachel.
None of us do. None of us know what any of us are saying.
Right. I was just going down. But anyway, any words other crazy stories from this summer since the last time we talked?
When did we talk last?
The last time we talked in May, and you actually told the story about that guy when you guys were broken down and they sent you with him to the
The Disco Escape.
Yeah. Well, it's told on stage pretty often. It's a ridiculous story.
It is.
Yeah.
So that's the question.
Nothing quite on that caliber, I'd say. Yeah.
Any debauchery? Have we been too well behaved?
We've been pretty well behaved.
It was a short run. It was a short run.
When you come to DC, we'll make sure you're not well behaved.
There you go.
Hell yeah. Oh,
I'll have a ruckus.
Yeah.
It's a Louisville.
You gotta choke off the
You gotta choke up on the word a little bit.
Put a little pepper on.
What I learned is that Louisville considers themselves a sister city to New Orleans. And what I also learned is that New Orleans is not aware of that.
Yes.
It's like someone dating someone and they're like, oh, fuck, you are?
Yeah, this is my brother. They're like, they're not my brother.
That is news to me.
They do a DNA test and find out that they had a sister.
Well,
they're on a Springer.
The reason that this came up, remember Champo Sim, is because I was drinking the Abita Purple Haze Lager. And I was like, isn't this a New Orleans product? And they said, yeah. And that's not really uncommon around here because we consider ourselves sister city.
How does that make any sense?
But then I was like, I literally was like, does New Orleans know about this? And they're like, nah.
I wonder how many other people in Louisville know about that.
However, we did have.
I got to say, Louisville was. I got to catch myself saying it too.
Yeah.
Louisville was definitely the highlight of this run for sure.
So much fun.
Very, very, really cool people. Really cool. What was the name of the spot that we played?
It was called Melwood Tavern.
Melwood Tavern, like super kind of dive bar aesthetic, but they had a really cool stage. It sounded really good. We had a really great built-in crowd there.
Yeah,
cool house guy took care of us for audio wise.
People came there to see music and to party and have a good time. Yeah. It was just you know, you're really lucky to roll into a situation like that on the road when you're
in a brand new market, and everybody that comes there comes there for music. You know what I mean? And when we
all regulars, and they were stoked to have a band.
Yeah, and when we could get an audience like that, we definitely know what to do with it. Yeah.
So when you say rolling, are you rolling in your Yeezys?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Is he not?
One is six with my woes.
I was rolling the Nikes and the Adidas that tour. My brother sent me some Nikes that he had made for me, and that's what.
So is your brother in the shoe industry?
No, but he and I are both really big shoe fans, so we send each other shoes often.
You could get them on Nike's website usually. I'm trying to do that with Vans right now.
I've designed a couple Disco Risque Adidas. I've just never hit by.
Actually,
yeah, that sounds like me. Probably. I spend an hour designing. I'm like, oh, this is fucking awesome. Ah, shit.
I
don't say anything, but in high school, I had custom Converse and Vans in high school with my name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's the Adidas that I had on that run. Also, were the ones that have my name on the insole and stuff. Those are great.
I think I'm a big Manchester United fan, and they're sponsored by Adidas. And I've designed some. I think I'm gonna have to get.
This seems like a great time to pause and tell everyone to subscribe
so they will be notified of our next episode.
It isn't like you have anything else to do, right?
Exactly. Make sure to like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Stay healthy, everyone, and now back to our show.
Disco Risque, what would you like to tell people?
Like to tell everyone, thank you for tuning in. It's been a pleasure hanging out with Hannah and Rachel. We've got a lot of great music coming out right now. The Joke Squad album is coming. It's an all-instrumental, epic release of tunes. You can find that on Spotify. Check out our website. We've got a ton of new merch that just came in. T-shirts. We've got CDs. We've got brand new koozies that are just really sweet.
Really sweet.
And then check us out on our socials as well. We do a lot of fun acoustic stuff on there that you can't catch on the stage or in any other capacity. And keep supporting the girls.
And we got a little something for the ladies. Speaking of the ladies, we have a new merch item in the store. We have women's underwear. So go check them out. It's risque as hell. But literally, they say risque as hell on them. So yeah.
We'll put that in the care package for you.
Yeah, we'll put a couple in the care package for sure.
Oh, thank you. We'll advertise them for you.
Sweet.
We'd appreciate it.
Rachel, you're on mute.
Rachel, you're muted.
Rachel, you're muted.
You look enthusiastic, though.
Can't hear you. Nope.
Still muted.
Still muted.
So close. Hey, post the final pre-order one more time.
Yeah, I can't even unmute you. I don't know what happened.
How about this?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I will advertise it. I did that with Lights Boken. She has awesome ones.
They're very pretty. Yeah, they're really pretty. They're not like just risque. They're nice. But yeah, we're also the Joke Squad vinyl pre-order, discorisque.com, that shop. It's first thing up there. The vinyls will ship in December. We got two options, and we'd love to get some vinyls on some people's record players because it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I'll take one. I love vinyl. I'll actually tell my friend Dan because he actually he's so cute. He has a little vinyl club he started, so he'll review your vinyl and stuff. And
we would love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, send you guys his little vinyl club. It's the cutest little thing. He's the one who buys the ADHD tapes.
I love that.
Yeah, you'll have to listen. He's been on a couple times. He's been on twice.
Yeah, they're going to come on again. They're having a few new albums coming out. Yeah.
Oh, I just realized now that it's your second time. I think that you're considered a friend of the pod or whatever, officially.
What the fuck?
If you listen to Crooked Media, that's what they say.
If you guys want to be friends forever, you'll have to come on for a third time.
My second role is usually stronger.
What was that, Rachel?
You'll have to come on the show a third time in order for us to be friends forever.
Oh, yeah. Damn right. Next time we come over, we'll be wearing your merchandise.
Your merch. Yeah. No, you go. We'll get you the link. Make sure you get the links, and we'll definitely get all the info you need for, your shirt sizes and stuff and get you that care package.
Yeah, I love it.
And I'll get you your care package, too.
So. Care package.
Care Bear packages.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sharing is sharing, and that's what we're going to do. But thank you guys so much for coming on again. This was a pleasure talking to you guys again. I wish it were longer because you guys are fun to, to chat with.
Do it again.
And hope to see you guys in person soon.
Mm-hmm. We will. Yes. You'll be the first to know as soon as we know we're going to be in D.C. next.
Yeah. And we'll actually come this time.
Well, if we're free, I don't know. Like,
I'll make myself free.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely free for you.
You're friends of the band now, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay, exactly. Like, if we're free to come, but if you're going to let us into the show for free.
No, we would actually.
If we, can we get VIP tickets?
Of course. Backstage passes. Plus ones, backstage passes. You know, you get to meet the band.
The works.
The
works.
Meet and greet with the band. Well, that's really awesome.
This is awesome. This is great.
Thanks, ladies. Thank you so much.
We'll keep in touch.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Rachel, what did you think about this episode?
Hannah, it was so much fun. Like, just laughing the whole time with these guys and learning about their new projects and even having that instrumental, like, whole vinyl and everything coming out. It was It's really inspiring to see artists and musicians come up with new ideas and what's it called, projects that they've been thinking about for a while and just having it come to fruition. So them providing us all this wonderful information about where more concerts coming up and where they are heading is just so much fun. I don't even have much to say because they just really are a lot of fun to talk to. They provided so much information and just listen to their music and listen to these guys. They're so much fun. I mean, they are the Joke Squad. So here we are. And I feel like they could say more than I can about them. What about you, Hannah? What did you think about this episode?
Yeah, I really enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed talking to them previously, and I enjoyed talking to them as a whole and listening to, you know, their camaraderie together. And I also wanted to point out, because we talked about Colorado and, like, we were not sure if it was in the Midwest or where.
Oh, my God, that's right. And I forgot about that.
I just want to clarify, Colorado is considered the West. Because I said Southwest almost, and then they were like, no, Midwest. But I looked up a map, and I just want people to know it is in the West.
And I want to let everyone else know I said nothing.
You talked a lot about Ohio, but, you know.
I meant about Colorado. No, Ohio, though, is nice, too, because I actually have friends from there. Moving along.
So – no, I enjoyed, you know, seeing them again. I can't wait, you know, to see them play at live. And I do think, you know, it's very rare to see that many people kind of get along. And I feel like they truly do. Like, you can tell that they truly enjoy, you know, with their band goes and their, you know, different things that they do and their different videos. And I feel like they're not acting. Like, you can, you know, tell that they truly have, they have, like, a true friendship. And I can't, you know, wait to hear more from the Joke Squad album and, like, see their vinyl. Their vinyl sounds so cool the way it's going to be. And just make sure that you guys do listen to Voyage of the Dawn Shredder. It's 7 minutes, but it's a really great 7 minutes. So next week, we are having Funkle Sam. He is a Huntington, West Virginia native, founder of the Funkle Fest in Huntington. And it's a really great conversation. And he has been performing for over 10 years in the area of Huntington, Ohio, and Kentucky. And it was really great to listen to him. And make sure you listen to Big Booty Judy before you listen to the episode and everything. And that's out now.
What I'd Like to Tell People is an independent podcast recorded and edited by us, Rachel and
Hannah. Our theme song is written and recorded by Sean Price.
Please like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube.
Make sure to subscribe to our show so you can receive the latest episode. Also, rate and review our episodes so we can receive more listeners.
Go to our website, www.whatidliketotellpeople.com. Find the link and more information in the episode notes.
Until next week.
And this was what I'd like to tell people.